This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You may have heard the big South by Southwest festivals of tech, music, and movies in Austin, Texas was canceled on Friday with this virus. Marketplace's Andy Euler is in Austin with what it sounds like when economic activity simply vanishes.
Yeah, honestly, I think people around here are still in disbelief about exactly that. South By makes up a $335 million ecosystem, and it affects basically everybody in Austin. I met up with Elizabeth Mathis last night at a bar called Javelina, where she works. She was sitting with about seven other bartenders, and they were all just talking about what they were going to do now.
I think it'll be okay. Like, I am worried. We were all expecting to have that extra push. It's our bonus, yeah, pretty much. I got hired here in May, and I was, like, holding out, expecting to be here for March for South By.
She said she was going to be able to make rent for at least a few months, and she told me she was admittedly concerned about the virus and so many people coming in from out of town, but now she's worried about her ability just to pay the bills.
Now, you have the individuals in this tough spot. Businesses are in jeopardy?
Oh, that's right. Many of Austin's local businesses bake these 10 days into their budgeting. There's a music venue on 6th Street called Hotel Vegas. I went in and caught up with the general manager, Robbie Pollock, last night. He said his venue was supposed to host some official South by Southwest music events. He said those events are still going to try to go on just without the name. He said what he's trying to do right now is make sure that people feel safe about showing up.
We got enough sanitizer, hand washing stations, you know. I ordered face masks. If people want them, they could have them, you know. I told my door staff, you know, like, wear gloves.
So the service industry is affected, but it goes beyond that.
Yeah, that's right. The businesses this huge festival touches runs the gamut. You know, you have your hotels, you have your pizza joints, but I spoke with a guy who runs a lighting company who said he's going to have to hustle just to make ends meet now. There's a guy who runs a business that wraps buildings and cars in vinyl advertising. You know, when Google and Facebook come into town, they want all of their sort of brand there. He said he's set to lose about $75,000 immediately just because it's of the cancellation. Now that it's official that there's no festival, some business owners told me they have a decision to make. Take out a loan or just not pay rent this month.
Marketplace's Andy Euler in Austin. Thank you.
You got it, David.